Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, talking about digital wallets. Mm. We all love digital wallets. We live in a cashless society. But the controversial digital wallet plan in Thailand is getting the go-ahead from the government. The Thai government has announced a budget proposal of 3.48 trillion baht for the fiscal year, with plans to implement a 500 billion baht digital wallet scheme designed to give 10,000 baht to each of 50 million citizens over 6 months. Despite criticism of the fiscal irresponsibility, Deputy Finance Minister Chulaphan confirmed the project's progression, possibly requiring a parliamentary approval loan. The budget, aiming for a 9.3% spending increase and a deficit reduction, still needs Senate approval and royal endorsement. Delays in the budget's implementation have been attributed to political stalemate, with expectations for readiness by next month. Additionally, the government is investing in tourism development across four northern provinces, including the establishment of a new Tourism Authority of Thailand office in Payao, emphasizing the region's tourism potential. Great digital wallets. Alex, when was the last time you took your excursion down to Payao?
Payao? I have never.
Remember when you told me you really liked the lab?
Lab?
In Payao.
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all. No,
okay, never mind.
A lot of smoke since then. I'm not sure. But no, where the Payao is deserving of a Tourism Authority of Thailand office, I guess.
Do you know where Payao is?
I have no idea. Yeah, you caught me in my...
Well, you wouldn't be the only one. No one does.
All right.
No, yeah, Payao is great. Payao is great.
But the 10,000 baht a piece, everybody, if you're Thai, I don't know, make sure you signed up, because apparently that money's coming through. You signed up, Tan? You ready for it? Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. Are you excited to get free money? Why not?
Yeah, I mean,
so this was one of the prime minister's pledges he was running for prime minister. And being the businessman he is, he's going to borrow the money and give it to the people. That makes sense.
Hey, why not? You know, this is what we would traditionally call a stimulus package in America, just dropping some cash into people's pockets.
That's why America is in debt.
Wow. All right. Don't get me started on economics. You know, I can go all morning. But if you do have a Thai friend or anybody like that, get them to sign up, because that is just money on the table if you don't. All right. Anyways, on to our next story. So one of the largest casino raids in Thai history unfolded earlier this week, busting over 100 people. That's right. In Nonthaburi, Thailand, a significant police operation involving 100 officials targeted a large casino in the Bang Yai district, resulting in the arrest of approximately 300 individuals and the seizure of 60 million baht in cash and betting chips. Hidden behind a tall steel fence in the Prapin 3 housing estate, the casino was equipped with air conditioning and VIP areas, around 60 surveillance cameras, and was undergoing expansion. Authorities, acting on complaints received since the casino's opening last year, found gambling chips worth 50 million baht and 10 million baht in cash in a safe. The raid, described by Provincial Inspector General Ronarong, says it's the largest of its kind and was meticulously executed with all exits blocked to prevent escapes. Records uncovered during the operation revealed over 100 million baht in daily bets. Interior Minister Anutin, present during the raid, highlighted the casino's apparent permanence and vowed to investigate potential negligence by local officials. This was like a full-on big old casino that was just operating in some apartment complex.
Every time a casino is raided, everyone gets shocked. What? What?
300 casino in there, though. That 300 people. They were planning expansion. Yeah. That's, I don't know. That's a bit bigger than I expected.
It was never here yesterday when I checked. It must have just happened overnight.
It was a serious operation, though. 100 officers like raiding the place. 300 people in there. Yeah. That's like a scene from a movie. Stuff. Yeah. Kind of cool.
It's funny how always it's very picture perfect, those raids. Anyways, we're gonna move on to our next story, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about oil. Who doesn't love oil? Because when you think about Thailand, you might not think about oil, but you might want to start to. Yeah. An illicit oil smuggling ring has been thwarted by Thai officials. Authorities in Sattahip, Thailand, acted on maritime intel about a significant oil smuggling operation off the coast, leading to the capture of five vessels and over 400,000 liters of illegal oil. Mm. All suspects involved are detained with an expanded financial probe underway to break the smuggling network. Mm. This includes targeting both the smugglers and the high-level orchestrators behind the scenes. Mm. The operation led by Police General Kraibun of the National Police Bureau, Oil Smuggling Suppression Center, and executed by the Central Investigation of Bureau, signifies a concerted effort to tackle oil smuggling in the Gulf of Thailand. Pirudet, who commanded the operation from the Chachinda patrol vessel, plans to further the investigation at Sattahip Police Station, indicating a rigorous approach to dismantling the criminal enterprise.
Mm, illegal smuggling of oil.
Yeah.
Like, I always wondered, like, where do people buy the illegal oil? Or is it, like, big operators that are purchasing illicit...
Allegedly, Alex.
I'm wondering, right? I'm just posing questions.
What I'm wondering is, what happens to the oil once it's seized? Nobody really questions that. They don't really come out and say, like, hey, we're going to use this oil for good purposes. It just kind of vanishes.
Yeah, it's a big thing with all seized assets, isn't it? Yeah. Like, most of them, a lot of things go off for auction and things like that. But yeah, a big tanker of oil, that's a weird one.
It's a fugazi.
Anyways, apparently I gave myself a bunch of gambling stuff today, so we got more illicit gambling on the way. So Ukrainians, Russians coming together for, yes, as I said, illegal gambling.
Okay.
In the early hours of yesterday, a combined operation by the Phuket Provincial Police and Phuket City Police led to the raid of another illegal gambling den in Ratsada, just north of Phuket town, resulting in the arrest of four Russians and a Ukrainian. The raid, informed by an insider tip, targeted a location on Tepkatsariti Road near the main Super Cheap branch. The Ukrainian, known as Oleksandr, acted as the dealer in a poker game involving the Russians Evgeny, Rodion, and Ruslan, while Ekaterina was caught exchanging chips for cash. Authorities confiscated over 650,000 baht in betting chips, a poker table, cards, electronics, and a ledger documenting bets. The operation revealed the use of chips and cryptocurrencies to obfuscate financial transactions and evade police detection. Following, the suspects were charged with engaging in or organizing illegal gambling, though Morozova denied her charges. Mm. Nice to see Ukrainians and Russians getting along.
Yeah. Well, just if only they weren't caught, but
crime
doesn't pay.
It sure don't. And apparently illegal gambling does not either.
All right. Well, staying in Phuket and talking a little bit more about Russians, yet another Russian woman has been detained for offering illegal sex services in Phuket, because that's only allowed for locals. In Wishit, Phuket, a fourth Russian woman, 22-year-old Marina, has been arrested for engaging in illegal sexual services, marking the continuation of law enforcement crackdown on prostitution involving Russian nationals. Marina's arrest at a local hotel on March 18 came as a result of a sting operation set up by Wishit police, who acted on tips from concerned citizens about Russian sex workers. Utilizing an online platform, police arranged a meeting where Marina allegedly agreed to provide sexual services to an undercover officer. She now faces charges related to prostitution, advertising for prostitution, and working without a permit. Marina, who is in Thailand on a 90-day tourist visa expiring in May, now faces legal proceedings that put her stay in the country at risk.
Mm.
I wonder why they don't do this to any other website or services in Phuket, because I know prostitution is illegal in Thailand, but... strange how they singled out this one
citizen,
person.
Right? Yeah. A tip from a concerned citizen. It's like, what are you concerned about? Like, what are you concerned? Probably competition is what I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't know where the tip came from, but Anyways, on to our last story. I don't know. Jay, you got a smile on your face?
I've always got a smile on my face.
Me too. Well, yesterday was International Happiness Day, and the land of smiles sure did celebrate. So, Thailand celebrated International Day of Happiness with an uplift in its Global Happiness Index ranking, moving up two spots to 58th, though it still trails behind ASEAN neighbors like Singapore, the Philippines, and Vietnam. This day, established by the United Nations on March 20th, following Bhutan's gross national... happiness concept, emphasizes happiness as a crucial aspect of the human endeavor and global welfare. With a focus on holistic well-being over material wealth, the UN advocates for happiness through policies promoting economic growth, social cohesion, and environmental care. The World Happiness Report of 2024 sees Thailand advancing in happiness, ranking fourth in ASEAN. The report highlights the importance of social connections and positive emotions for well-being, with countries like Finland and Denmark leading and Eastern European nations showing significant improvement.
Yay!
Yay! The land of smiles is becoming a little more smiley.
Smiley, smiley.
Yeah, it seems weird to me though that Thailand's 58th on the happiness index. I don't know. I feel happy, but I'm curious where America stands on that by comparison. I gotta find out. But yeah, less happy than Vietnam is what they say.
I don't know if that adds up to me. Look, it depends on the time of the day as well. The climate has changed. But in general, people here are lovely.
Yeah.
Even on the road. I'm a new biker, and I feel like people... I'm an idiot on the road in the sense where, like, I drive extremely safe.
Yeah.
And sometimes I stall the bike because I'm still learning. But they're so forgiving. They're just like, they're not in a rush. Yeah, some people obviously always are, but even in heavy traffic, they're just like... That's all right. Let the guy take his time. People are kind here.
For a city this populated, not hearing horns all the time is like insane to me too. Because I've definitely lived in cities where the honking is profuse.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways.
All right.
Good show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the news topics from across the country. You can find more stories, obviously, on thetiger.com. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list of stories regarding politics and gossip. That's more for the Thai side. But
I love some gossip. I don't know.
And a couple of feel-good stories, too. We've just crammed in the top headlines for you today.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.